Morning, everybody. It's the beginning of another legislative session. It is the norm, if you look back at our history, for the beginning of every session to begin with a discussion of the rules, so we can determine the appropriate way to debate and the appropriate way for the people's business to be done. In the past, many times, these have been contentious arguments, and our hope was to not start the session that way. We had a great beginning where Republicans and Democrats were sworn in together, they went and socialized together, they continued to learn about each other in order to make sure that we can do the people's business in a way that requires cooperation and at the same time allows us to get things done. That is the same spirit that we have utilized to reach the agreement that we are at today. Before you today, you will see resolutions which will come before the body to change the way that we do business. One of the things that I think Republicans and Democrats began with an agreement on is that we do not want to have all-night sessions. We think that that is not in the best interest of the people, and clearly it's not in the best interest of transparency and open government. We have a beautiful thing called Wisconsin Eye, where every single citizen can watch across the state and understand the process that we're going through. But there aren't a whole lot of citizens who begin watching when it gets dark outside, and we lose that transparency. So we've done today, as we have worked very hard, Republicans and Democrats, I want to compliment, first of all, Peter Barca for his efforts to work with me to be able to reach an agreement. The entire team of both Democrats, Republicans, have done just an awesome job of trying to find common ground. Now, we're not going to agree on everything. Republicans and Democrats have areas of disagreement, but we have a general framework that I think we can all be proud of. The people of Wisconsin want us to work together, and I think that it is great that our first sincere effort is people sitting down around a table and talking about the issues to try to come together to solve our problems. We're going to have three resolutions. The first resolution is going to make a number of changes that have been agreed on by Assembly Republicans and Assembly Democrats. The second resolution is going to be a little more contentious. It deals with some of the gallery rules, and it deals with our potential dress code. That will hopefully be a bipartisan vote, but we don't know about that one. So those are two of the items that are going to come up today. Lots of debate, amendments that are going to be offered by, members on the floor, but at the same time, a general consensus that we can work together, find answers, and come to common ground to move the state forward. Representative Barker?
Thank you, Speaker Voss. And you might be surprised to know we still don't fully agree on everything here. There will be some debate here. But let me say this, that as the speaker indicated, by sitting around the table, by discussing just what our common goals were, we did find common ground, which is all too rare in politics today. We agreed that we want to end late night sessions, which I know bothers the press enormously. but we want, that's because we want the public to be able to participate and follow their democracy. And we found a way we believe that will help us constructively to get there, which is so important. You know, these are the rules, and they are extremely important to the way that this place operates. Now, personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with these rules, and I would rather not even spend today dealing with rules. But at times, it is good to tweak the rules. And when we were in the majority, our Speaker Pro Tem, Tony Staskunas, and Mark Gottlieb, who was a previous Speaker Pro Tem, worked mightily to come up with some agreements. And that was the basis to start our discussions. And so we spent hours to try and tweak those. And that'll be part of an agreement as part of Resolution 1 that we're all going to vote for. In fact, we're authoring it together, which is pretty remarkable, I think. And then secondly, though, the Republicans had some other ideas that to say gave me heartburn would be the understatement of the year. But, you know, we understood and we listened, and really I want to thank Speaker Voss so much because, you know, he made himself, he made his leadership team available, he opened up his office, we sat around the table, which is something that I called for all last session, around the issues. And hopefully this will be a precursor to that, and I think you've set the right tone, Mr. Speaker, because that's the direction I think we want to go in. Now, as you all might recall, after the Vietnam War ended, during the peace settlements, most of the discussions were about, I think they met five or six times over the first month about the size of the table and the shape of the table. You know, in Congress now, they're debating in the Senate the nuclear option, which, you know, is sort of what I think we were dealing with here to some degree. But if they could do what we did and sit around the table and analyze what really is the goal and people of goodwill that are good-minded and look for a bipartisan solution, I think that'd be a good model. Now, I'm not quite ready to say that all is going to be great throughout the session, but I am willing to say that this is a great start. And, you know, we're going to have, we have this memorandum of understanding that we spent some time discussing about what the goals are. I'm not sure how well that's going to work, but I think it's got a great chance to help guide us as we move forward in a more constructive manner. You know, we're going to have time certain to start, which the speaker was the one that came up with, which I think really will help the debating process. We would have liked a time certain to end. We're not going to have that, but we're going to have a reasonable time, which I think is good enough. I mean, that's, to me, will at least enable the public to have a better sense of what the debate will consist of and the time frame that it's going to be in and allow their greater involvement. Now, we have some other ideas about how we can get greater involvement in democracy, some of which we'll talk about today, some of which we won't, maybe at another time. But you know what, with this kind of a start, Speaker Voss, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll even reach some consensus on that as we go forward. And so I want to thank the members of the Republican leadership team as well. They operated all in very good faith, and certainly I want to thank my team, especially Representative Sandy Pash, who played such a vital role, and but of course, Representative Staskunas, who had a lot of good ideas, Representative Joe Costa Zamarripa, who always made sure we're, you know, headed in the right direction. She's got such a positive spirit about her, as well as other members of the extended assembly leadership team who are here and some of whom are not. So, Speaker Voss, thank you so much. Good start to the session.
Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. In addition to the Staskunas-Gottlieb agreements that we have incorporated, we also came to consensus on other items as well. So this is truly a bipartisan package. The minority leader and myself have agreed. We have agreed to a five-hour debate today. So we'll have a healthy debate, but the time limits will be set. But it is important to note that because of these discussions, we have arrived at a bipartisan consensus that incorporates historically what has been talked about, as well as the discussions over the past few days. This is a great way to start a new legislative session.
Thank you. I'm just very optimistic that we can go forward with a much more civil tone, with a way that we can hear from both sides, that there's really, truly honest debate on the issues that affect the people in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm also optimistic that perhaps we can take this discussion forward as we deal with some rather contentious issues moving forward, that perhaps we can come and form some middle ground and some compromise and some idea of things that will really serve all of our all of the residents in the state of Wisconsin. Thank you.
So the way it's going to work in general under our memorandum of understanding is that the majority and minority leader will meet to establish some goals for time limits. That'll be published in the rules notice so people will know what we are hoping to expect. Can the debate go longer? Yes, it may. But the goal would be that if we set 3 hours of debate on a bill, that we try to stick within that timeline so the public knows approximately when the debate will happen and approximately when the debate will end. We think that's better for the citizens to be able to watch democracy, and it's better for the institution so we don't go late into the evening. With that, I think we're happy to take some questions before we head out and begin debate.
That's it. I mean, that's it, that you're going to sit down and agree to a beginning and end for a length of debate. You're not going to have any kind of curfew or anything like that.
No.
It's a reasonable time.
Yeah. In our memorandum of understanding, which we'll provide you a copy, we have agreed that we are going to have reasonable time limits. One of the suggestions from the minority, from Representative Barca, was to try to limit the amount of contentious bills on any one day so that we don't go into the night late of the night. We're going to try to do that as well. We have also agreed that we are going to try to caucus prior to session. So if we would begin caucus at 10 o'clock, our goal would be to be out by 1 o'clock, which is what the time would be on the calendar for a start. And we would begin at that time to debate by announcing the amount of time each bill will take so the public can follow along and the legislators have a better understanding of the process that's going to follow.
Do you mind if I just say one thing? You know, the speaker mentioned one thing in particular, and actually that was Representative Penny Bernard-Shaver's idea about this idea of trying to limit the calendar to some degree. Now, it's not specified. It's a... You know, everything in the legislature is based on goodwill and trying to come together. But I think that if we both continue this process of trying to listen to one another and put together reasonable calendars and reasonable time frames, I think democracy will be better served. You know, Representative Richards will be making some remarks later today because he was very intimately involved early on in the stage about just, you know, why are the rules important in the first place? And, you know, we should talk about that so that, especially for the new members. Remember, we have a quarter of our body is new this session. Over of a quarter of our body was from last session. That means over half of the legislators in this body have served less than 2 years. So I think the other thing I just wanted to add was that from a cultural standpoint, this is very important, what the speakers embarked upon, because we want to start a new cooperative culture where we really try to have respect and civility amongst the legislators and try to, you know, illustrate our differences. That's what campaigns are about. That's what elections are about. And but it's not about the kind of rancor that, you know, can happen when you have extreme polarization or if you have calendars that have 10 contentious bills that, you know, can just, you know, drive the minority party crazy or if the minority party, you know, is not listening to the majority party either. So I think this, you know, a positive start for all of those reasons.
So the time limits will be decided issue by issue, bill by bill, on a session day basis.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And how do you come to an agreement on that?
Well, we are, in our memorandum of understanding, we have asked that the two leaders meet prior to the rules calendar going out. So Representatives Barka and Souter will talk about what they think the goals are. You know, if Peter says he needs 10 hours, Scott thinks it's 5, they'll negotiate. That'll be on the rules calendar as a goal, so the public will know, and ultimately we'll try to vote on it. It'll be voted on in the rules committee, but it's a goal. It is not something where we have a rule that we'll be able to pull down the hammer when 10 hours and 1 minute arrives.
When you say it's a goal, does that mean no curfew? No, like, you cannot debate past midnight?
We're going to have that as a goal. The whole point is that we want to make sure that we are open to the public. So we are going to stop all-night sessions. That is the reason that we sat down and made this agreement. I think that both parties have done this out of good faith. I think that it doesn't matter if you're a new member or someone who's been here for 20 years. I think that's one area that I know we all agree on, is that we do not do our best work with very little sleep, just like most Wisconsin citizens. So we are going to do everything we can to get things done. Is it possible that on incredibly contentious issues we might go past a certain time? It's possible, but it's certainly not our goal, and that's why we can confidently say that we are going to stick to our agreement as much as possible to stop those all-night sessions.
We think it'll be the exception rather than the rule, and, mm-hmm. and if things go as well as we hope, maybe it won't happen at all this session.
Right.
It should be terrific for everybody. I mean, because it's about the public. It's about the public participation, the public being able to follow what's going on so that they can interact with their legislators. Many times, if they're actually following the debate and something passes they don't like it, then call their state senator then or talk to the governor's office. And that's, I think, the bottom line is it's really about us to some degree because they're the representative, but it's also about them. And Wisconsinites have been more actively involved, you know, in their democracy the past 2 years than they probably have in the last 30. I think that's one thing we might all agree on, that was a positive thing. And on both sides of the aisle, I mean, obviously Republicans became very energized in the elections, as did Democrats, and that can only serve democracy well. And that's why we all signed the agreement as an act of good faith, and why we think this has a chance to really make a difference.
Representative Barka, you said that there were some provisions that gave you heartburn. What are some of those that you talked about?
Well, we'll talk about those on the floor because, you know, in terms of the nuclear option, as we describe it, that they are you introducing that, Stone?
Yes.
Okay. So you'll have a copy of that very shortly. when you see it, it'll give you heartburn. But I'd rather not talk about that here. We'll have time to talk to debate that, and we want you all to listen to the debate. So,
right. So our original proposal set more strict time limits that the Rules Committee would be able to impose, similar to what was discussed over the course of the past year. We are going to introduce that resolution, but we're not going to take it up, because we are accepting that the Democrats are people of their word. Right. And we want to work on these goals together to try to change the institution with the individuals doing it out of a voluntary basis as opposed to one that requires a hammer. Now, if we can't keep to the agreement that we've struck, we reserve the right to be able to bring that back up at a later time, but it's certainly not our first option.
Have you talked about whether this would apply to, like, the Joint Finance Committee, who's gone all night or very late into the night as well?
Good point, Mr. Former Co-Chair.
Well, now, believe it or not, in the Finance Committee late in the evening, you can do really good work. First of all, we wanted to set a tone in the Assembly. Whether the Senate decides to follow our lead, that's entirely up to them. joint rules are negotiated between the two bodies. So we thought if we can show the people of Wisconsin that the people's house, the one that runs for election the most office, that is the closest to the people, can get along and find common sense answers, like Peter said, we are going to have plenty to disagree about, but we can do it in a manner that's respectful and civil, and one that every Wisconsin citizen can be proud of, even if they don't like the outcome.
And the first two pieces of legislation today, one on snowmobiling, which everyone can agree on, and, of course, the second resolution will be a bipartisan piece of legislation, which I think is a success for both Democrats and Republicans and for the public.
Right.
I'll talk about time limits for the day. We noticed timers up on the board. Mm-hmm. Are you going to bring the hammer down on each individual contribution?
Yes. We have agreed that we're going to follow the assembly rules. So you will see on the board, on a motion to table as an example, an individual member is allowed 2 minutes to speak on tabling and a total amount of 10 minutes. In the past, that was not enforced very aggressively. We've agreed that we were going to do that, so we're just going to follow the rules. On final passage, there is no limit other than you can only speak twice, so someone could still speak for 10 or 20 minutes, but we were trying to have that goal be at the end. We reserved the most time for debate from Republicans and Democrats to talk about the good, the bad, the differences, the commonalities inside of a bill, but do it in a way that's more meaningful as opposed to substance, as opposed to quality or to quantity.
And just one clarification, that's in the current rules. I mean,
right.
The rules state that a motion to table, you're only allowed 2 minutes debate. Now, I served in the Congress, which I don't think should ever be an example for a good democracy. But there, you get very used to very quickly having a minute to speak, 2 minutes to speak. And you actually can give much better speeches sometimes when they're more limited. But as the speaker rightfully said, that's only on motions to table. So on motions of passage, which in many respects are far more important, and I know the majority party felt strongly that's where we should have more debate, maybe we'll have more spirited debate. And I think what the speaker is aiming for is to try to have his members engage more fully. One of the things that was very frustrating to us last session is when the author of the bill wasn't even willing to answer a question or things of that sort. So we've talked through some ideas and strategies, and we think we might be able to get there. And I think some degree on this two-minute tabling motion, to have it on the board, I think it'll make the Speaker Pro Tem's job easier so that it can be more evenly enforced, so you have more fairness between the bodies. And I think people will get a little sharper in their speaking techniques.
What kind of enforcement do you have for the dress code?
The dress code is going to be enforced simply in Congress. If you do not meet their dress code, you are not allowed floor privileges for the day. We are not going anywhere near that. What we're saying is if you don't meet the dress code requirements, you wouldn't be able to speak for the day. So that's really all it is. We're going to provide jackets in the back, so if for some reason people don't have appropriate attire, we'll take care of that for them. The effort is, and I think that's why we're trying to be bipartisan, especially at the beginning, to set a new tone. We want to raise the level of professionalism. We don't want to resort to ever name-calling or things that would embarrass you if you did it to your mother, and that's what a lot of things happened last session. So trying to have that same level of commonality where we can agree to disagree, do it in a respectful manner, and show that to our constituents is a good start.
Is that an extension of the t-shirts from last session, and would wearing a t-shirt underneath the jacket count?
Well, one of the things that I think we also agreed on is we are not going to continually go back to the past to bear our sins, to say you did this wrong or we did that wrong, right? Because if we did that, everything would break down. So as I said in my opening speech, Abraham Lincoln's quote, today is a new day. And that's why we're going to let the past be the past. We're going to focus on finding ways to bring Wisconsin together, to accomplish the goals that we agree on, have a respectful disagreement where we don't, but do it in a manner that makes us all proud.
Does that dress code apply to press corps?
It applies to inside. It applies to inside the four pillars. Inside the four pillars. So citizens can come dressed however they want to, anybody can, but if you're an elected official where you are doing the people's business, we expect a different level of respect than those who are just visiting the Capitol.
What changes are there in the gallery, and what was the goal for doing that?
Sure. The gallery rules were something that we're going to have a lively debate on, and you will hear that later. So we're not going to get into great depth. Hopefully you'll stay for the debate so you'll hear our points. But that's an area where I know many of our members felt that the goal of having the gallery there is to allow any citizen to observe. But unfortunately, during the course of the last 2 years, far too many observers became participants. So we are going to change the rules to once again give every citizen the chance to observe. But when they choose to participate against our rules, there are going to be consequences. The first time, they'll be escorted off for the day. The second time, they'll be escorted off for that floor period. And the third time, they're not going to be allowed back for the entire session. So we're going to give people ample opportunity to still observe and be part of democracy, but not do it in a way that embarrasses themselves or embarrasses the institution.
And we'll have an amendment around that that we'll talk on the floor, but you know, from our standpoint, you know, it gets into the issue of the First Amendment, Second Amendment, and we actually agree with the speaker insofar as that we do not condone disruptive behavior. Obviously, we try to remind people that you can't have a respectful civil debate if people are shouting or interrupting the speeches. So that's where I think if you tune into the debate, we'll talk about where those parameters should be set.
You've talked a lot about public participation, doing this for the public. Why not have this discussion regarding these rules in a forum that the public can...
We're about to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what exactly we're going to leave as soon as we finish your questions.
After you basically had an agreement already.
Right. Well, part of the difference is that we wanted to ensure that negotiations were done in the very best of faith. Sometimes, when you're on the floor, people say things that gets contentious and you lose the spirit of trying to find a compromise. That's why we all know the very best work of the legislature is done in committee, where you get to listen to each other. And sometimes the two leaders get together, you talk about common goals, and you try to find that area of agreement. That's what we were able to do today. I have no doubt that citizens all across Wisconsin, hopefully once they see that we were able to take our first significant act in a way that brought Republicans and Democrats together, they should be proud of what we've done. They should look and say, finally, elected officials are working together to achieve the goals of the state. And I think that's an area that we should be proud of.
But I think you might have a mistaken impression here. I mean, it's not as if we have things resolved completely. I mean, you know, first of all, we'll be debating actively one of the resolutions upon which there is not agreement, in which I'm hoping may serve the basis for further discussions in the future, which the speaker has indicated he's open to. So I think it's important to recognize that, you know, this is the start of a process, but it's a positive start to the process. And so I think we'll see how it goes as we move forward, but, you know, at least it's a good day for Wisconsin. It's a good day for democracy.
Right. And I want to end by once again reiterating the thanks to not only my leadership team and those of us who were participating, Representative Souter and Kramer, Steinicke and Ballwig, but I do want to thank the Democrats too, because I know that it's never easy to find common ground, but we did it today.
Yes,
so thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.